Of the visit of Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72, the beginning of Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72, Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72.
Well, that was pretty brave to get the preacher told off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, Miss Miles, we all felt like it was just nonsense.
Yes.
Just nonsense.
You know, Miss Daisy, I ever last time you was over here, you talked about your sister's husband. I see, I got these things wrong. Your sister Lucy's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he was LJ?
Mm-hmm.
JL, LJ?
LJ.
LJ. And he was the one, he's the one you're afraid of.
And that's for sure.
But
yes, sir. I was glad when he got lost from us.
Well, you know, I think about it every now and then. But when he was around here, when he come back, he would sit around and look sort of gloomy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's disappointing to me.
Mm-hmm.
If he's gonna be mean, I don't want him to be gloomy.
No.
I want him to, you know, have a good time at his meetings.
Yes, but I think when he was around, I believe he knowed we didn't appreciate it, and we didn't like the way he did. So I thought a heap of times he just tried to be quiet and peaceful. He was with us.
Yeah.
Because he knew it wasn't going to be long. He knew he'd soon be gone.
Yeah. He'd just come in and rest up a while.
Just a while. Maybe part of a day and part of a night. And that was the end.
Well, that was all?
Oh, I thought he stayed a while.
He didn't stay long. I see he'd walk around, he'd be in and out. First thing you know, he got her and gone.
Take her with him.
Now she would stay 2 or 3 days, sometimes she'd stay a week or longer, so long as he wasn't around. But when you see him coming around, she ain't gonna be here long, cause he ain't either.
She must have been a little scared of him too.
I believe she was. She said she wasn't, but I believe she was.
And then she'd leave Robert with you and your mama.
Oh, at that time, Robert, he was a man. He had his family.
Oh. Well, when Robert was growing up, they followed the season then.
Hmm?
They followed the season. They didn't. They followed.
Well, Robert don't follow the season.
No, I mean.
Oh, her and him followed the season. Lucy and her.
Way on back.
Way on back, but Bob don't follow no season.
No, but when he was growing up, they followed the season.
Well. You see, when he was growing up, I don't know where Lucy and her husband was, but Robert and my mother was with me.
Yes.
Robert growed up with me and my mother. And he growed up in my house, and he married out of my house.
And you didn't know where his mama and
I don't know where his mother and her husband was.
Miss Bess, is your mama named Miss Lula?
Miss Bessie?
No, your mama.
My mama's name was Lula.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt was named Ida.
Yes. Now, Bessie said Miss Lula was a beautiful old lady. I don't know whether she called her old or not.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she was.
I think she was very nice looking.
Yes.
She looked good to me.
I don't know what she said, but she said she was a nice person.
She was. She was. She couldn't wait. She got to where she couldn't wait. She would stay home, but she had her own job. Nobody gave her no job. She gave nobody no trouble.
Yeah. But she'd find her own job.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, if she felt like it, she'd cook. If I were working, she'd cook. When I'd get home, she'd have supper about dawn. She was a woman was going to do something. She didn't just sit down over her thing.
Yeah.
She going to find her a job of some kind.
Yeah.
We had to tote our wood then. Me and her and my aunt would get out there and tote up wood this evening, last 2-3 days. We got along good together. Tracy Bob, he moved to Plant City. His mom was there. And I had two sisters there. Well, they wanted him to come down there. So he did. He moved down there. He bought him home since he'd been there. He raised up his family there. He got a place to stay.
Does he take after his daddy a little?
His daddy? Well, his daddy.
In them spells that he has when he got a.
No, I never know his daddy to do nothing like that. Nothing like what he does. I never know his daddy to be drunk. But his daddy was a smart man.
Was he?
He was. And tried to take care of his family the best he could. Well, Bob, he takes care of his family.
Now, who is Bob's daddy?
Who is Bob's daddy? He was a Bryant.
Well, he's that, isn't that who we're talking about?
I thought so.
Isn't he the one that took Lucy off on?
Who?
That Bob's daddy?
No. Uh-uh. I don't think that Bob daddy know anything about this man, Lucy. As far as I know, he don't know nothing about him.
But Bob is Lucy's son?
Son.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. Lucy's son.
But this man, other, L.J. is not his
that's
father.
That's her husband. And L.J. is not no kin to him.
I see.
Well, you see, at the time Robert was born, Lucy didn't have no husband.
Uh-huh.
She didn't have this man.
Uh-huh.
So Robert, he was born in my mother's house. Me, my mother, and my aunt, we took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Lucy didn't have anything else to take care of.
Lucy is sort of bat brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At that time.
And lazy too.
Yeah.
Can do things, but if I can get around it, I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah. Well, she sure got caught, didn't she, on that season stuff. Because that's hard. That's hard on you, no matter how you take it, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes, sir. You gotta scramble when you're out there on that season.
That's right.
I forget what Miss Daisy told us about L.J. He cut up a little bit. What was that, Miss Daisy? You remember?
No, I don't.
he cut up? He was threatening somebody, or...
Who?
L.J.
Threatened somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, he'd fight. My Lord, you didn't have to do much time to make him fight. He was mean. What the most fights he'd get in, he'd be out there. Round jokes, round places where he went. He didn't fight to lose it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't fight around the house.
He'd get out and get to drinking.
Yeah, he'd get out and get in all of it. You know anything, he'd fight.
First thing you know, there's fighting.
But you were glad when he was gone.
Glad when he was gone. He had some peace of mind when he was gone. But as long as he was around, I was always looking for something to happen.
But he never talked to you?
Not very much.
He didn't tell you what had been going on or anything?
No. He didn't tell you nothing about what was going
on. I don't hear... any disturbance that Buddy's daddy ever caused, Uncle Philip.
Phil?
Uh-huh. Was he a quiet fella?
Tom Buddy's brother?
Daddy.
Oh, yeah. He was a quiet man, and he was a religious man.
Yeah.
As long as he was able, he didn't miss his church, no meeting. And as long as he was able, them children went to Sunday school every Sunday.
Yeah.
When his class meeting was, him and Buddy went. He'd carry Buddy with him all the time. Now Buddy don't know the way to the church.
Except the funerals.
A funeral, depending on whose funeral it is. He don't go to all funerals.
Yeah.
And I just don't see how he got like that. Because his daddy raised him up in the church. Sunday school, class meeting days. And then he had to go. Now his mother didn't care nothing for church. But his daddy did.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's odd, isn't it? Well, all of them. Now, was he about the same age as Mag, or is he older?
Who?
Philip.
Philip's old?
Uh-huh.
I don't know just how old he was, but he was an old man.
He's ahead of Mag.
Uh-huh.
A little bit.
That's...
Oh, he died back before the war.
Waffle?
Yeah, I guess he died before the war.
Thomas Phillips.
Phillips. Mm-hmm. He must have.
Well, he did. He died before the war.
Mm-hmm.
So he was right smart older than Mag, wasn't he?
That's right.
He was an older generation than her. Oh. Sometimes I think as you come on down, where I am, it's getting sort of sin. I look around at the people I grew up with and see what's happened to them, and they don't amount to much. We haven't got anybody like Philip Sawyer.
No, we ain't got nothing like Philip. No, not around here that I know of.
Not in any of the churches.
No church. We ain't got nothing like Philip Sawyer.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of, of course, you want to know all those things. I never thought of Mag as being so contentious, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Uncle Gil.
Mm-hmm. And Bessie told you about
her. I don't know where I got that, Miss... Daisy, I haven't talked much with Bessie. But you know, you take old Woodard over there. He mean.
Who? Woodard?
Yes.
Talking about Woodard Coleman?
No.
Well, to my Woodard, Walk,
he mean.
Yes, he's mean. He is mean. He got, I don't know how many children. And them children work hard, to my knowledge, to help with that place over there. After they growed up, his mother kept them, you see. And they worked. And he ain't give them a piece of dirt that big.
Yeah.
Now his mother's house had belonged to his grandson.
Yeah.
Old man Press had Walter C.'s name graded in the steps. Timmy Walt took an axe and scraped it all out before he would rent the house to anybody. He tore it down. Tore the house down. He couldn't use it. He wasn't going to let nobody else use it. And to tell me he gave everything he had to the welfare. All his land, all everything else. So he said he didn't need nothing but a place for Florida to make. To stay. Well, if you get to the welfare, you see his children couldn't get it. But when I find him out for sure and know he had the devil in him, George, he used to be terrible. He's terrible enough now. George Mitchell, Martha's husband, he was all went all to my aunt. But before he went, they were living in Walk's mother's house. He went to the law and had them put out of that house by law. And I don't know just how many children they had, about four or five. But he went to the law, and the law gave Marthy so many days to give Walk that house.
And that was his daughter.
That was his daughter, outdoors and nowhere to stay.
And four or five children.
Four or five children. Well, she went to the company. She went to legal, see if she could get a house. Stay. Well, they say Florida maid said she needn't go there. She wasn't going to get no house there. They wasn't going to give her nowhere to stay. I said, how does she know? I said, she knows she wouldn't allow Walt to give him no place to stay. I said, but she don't know what the company's going to do. I said, she got to get out. I said, I seen the letter that she got from the law. She got so many days to give Walt that house.
Oh,
said,
you saw it?
I saw the letter. I said, that is the dirtiest trick I ever known anybody to do. I said, but he can watch it. I said, he going to suffer. I said, Florida may going to suffer some, too. I said, because them children's hope to pay for that place. I said, when Florida may know what him and his mom had, and them children's work to help them to get it. So she was working up there to Miss Florida. So I had to go up there one day, and she was up there. She said, Martha, she got out of the house. She didn't have to get out of the house. I said, how come she didn't have to get out? I said, to obey the law, she had to get out. I said, you and Walt went to the law and had them to put out. I said, that's the dirtiest thing I would hear to tell her.
You told her?
Huh? I told her right up there in Miss Florey yard. I said, that's the dirtiest thing I would hear to tell her in my life. I said, a father put his daughter out and she ain't got nowhere to go with a bunch of children. She told me this. She said, he didn't mean to put Martha out. I said, well, what did he do? When he went to the law to make them get out. She said, George wouldn't pay the rent. And he said, George wasn't going to stay in there. And Martha said, if George couldn't stay there, she couldn't stay there either. I said, she couldn't. I said, she couldn't. She couldn't stay there. I said, when he said, George, get out. I said, he said, Martha and George. I said, you know how I know? I see the letter. I said, I see the letter she got from the law. I said, but it'll be some kind of way made for her to stay somewhere. I said, Walt, and you too gonna catch hell before you die.
Right there in Miss Flora's yard.
Down Miss Flora's yard. You run on the back of Miss Flora. She's in her house. He hasn't been much for himself since he put up. He hasn't been able to do very much for himself. And so to say, and he kept failing, so he went to the welfare and told them, I don't know this, I just heard it. He wanted them to have everything he had because his children hadn't done nothing for him. I said, he's a lie. Give them things for him. I said, one thing about it, don't let them come there and help her with it. She won't. She won't let him come.
Florida May won't.
Florida May won't. You talk about mean. She's mean, too. His children, they won't come there and help with him. I told him I wouldn't worry about him. I don't believe. But she won't let his children come there. Well, if she gets somebody, stay there. They tell me the welfare will pay him to help her take care of him. But she don't want her children there. She don't want his children there. They tell me this. Her sister is there. She helps her every day. I ain't talking about this no him. I'm talking about that up there. With 7 children, the welfare paying her to take care of. That's many.
Many.
Mm-hmm. I told him, well, it's something I don't understand. She get 2 checks from the welfare. Another thing I don't believe. They tell me the welfare pays many $150 a month to stay there and help her with Walt. I said, maybe so, but I don't believe it. I said, how does she get 2? She said, well, you see, the children's check, it come from Lottery County. Minnie's check come from Maryland County. I said, well, ain't the welfare all over the state the same? He said, it must ain't. I said, not here, all telling me. Each kind is taking care of their welfare. And then so I said, well, I don't know. I said, but I believe somebody going to end up in trouble. I said, I don't know. I thought welfare was all over the state. And I said, I don't understand. But they said, that's what I said, right there, I don't believe the welfare is paying many $150 a month to stay there and help people. I don't believe it. How can she be down here every day taking care of Walt? And I think all them children is in school but two. And they babies is like that. Well, how can they do it?
Now, Minnie is Florida Mae's sister?
Yes, sir.
Well, Florida Mae can go over to her daughter's when they have the feast at the funeral and fill up her little plate.
Oh, that's at Shep's funeral. Florida Mae filled up her plate over at Shep's funeral.
Who?
Florida Mae.
Says she done what?
She filled up her plate over it.
She went to the feast.
Oh.
Over at Martha's.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said she filled up two.
Filled up two. One to take home.
Two of them went home. They tell me she filled up two. All it would hold. And then, now that's a whole mean bunch of niggers around there. They got something going all the time. Martha, she listened to them. She had nothing to do with the arguments and nothing. Let them go with it.
Oh.
And some of them is so jealous of Martha. And George got that house till I don't think he'll live long. If they have to keep a looking at it, I think it'll shorten the days.
Yeah.
You can hear him say all the time. They wouldn't have had that house if Shep hadn't died. The Shep didn't die for them to get that house. Shep died because he couldn't help it. And his time was out, and this money, this house, is built up. That was his insurance. He didn't know what they were going to do with it. He wasn't thinking. But that's what they did with it. And that is as good a place as they could have put it.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. In the house. Well, and to be telling me about if it wasn't, if Shep hadn't died, I said, yeah, but his time was out. I said, he had to die just like me, you, and everybody else. I said, when you time drives, I said, going with him here. I said, every one way you don't go, you don't come. If you don't come here, you won't go. But if you come here one day, Miss Miles, you're going with him. Everybody. One way or the other. But I never see folks so disagreeable in my life.
Well, as they are down at Martha's?
Down that door.
At Dora's?
Yeah. Well, you see, they stay mad with Dora most of the time. That woman that's there with Dora,
Clyde.
She keeps it up.
Is that Clyde?
Clyde. She don't think Dora ought to give George the place. She said this, if her mom would have had any sense. He wouldn't have had nowhere to put a house, and wouldn't have had that house.
Oh, because it was Dora's.
Because it was Dora's. Well, I think if you got anything, use the boss of it. Do what you want to do. If you want to give it to me and give me the deeds for it, I think that's your privilege. George is Dora's son, just like Clyde is her daughter. Well, Clyde got the home place there. The Dora deeded George this off for him and his family. Well, that ground couldn't have took care of it. What sense was arrangements made for him to get him a nice house down, a nice place for him to stay? I think that's what he ought to have done. But she gets fighting mad when she think about it.
Clyde does.
Clyde does. And I don't think she got a thing to do with it. I don't think she ought to say nothing about it. But she did. Well, I'm telling you, don't keep cutting the fool around there, but some of them going to get killed.
Yes.
And I said, that's what they're going to do. I said, they're going to keep cutting the fool around there. But somebody else, I said, that was Dora Lane. Ooh, and that girl, that Clyde, my goodness. I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen around there, but I see one thing, if they keep up what they can on, some of them going to get killed around there. I want to be home when they shoot him or knock him in the head.
I got one true little point I want to ask you about, Miss Aaron. Did you see Burnett yesterday?
See who?
Burnett.
Yeah, I seen him.
He passed by there in that school bus. You for fast, you couldn't hardly see him.
Well, one time he was most by before I seen him, but the other time I was out there on the porch. And I seen him. Oh, yes, he was gone. Well, I'm going to go home. I ain't
get a sack.
Well, there was one or two little things. Have you got a new apron this morning?
No, this one's about gone. Well, I enjoyed my little visiting.
Yes, we've been missing this.
I'm going home. What?
She got a lot of ironing to do there.
Oh, I see. Got a little ironing. We'll have to just adjourn down to your house, Miss Daisy.
Do what?
Like to say, we'll dismiss this meeting and meet again down at your house.
Okay, you ain't got to go to town?
Not right, not till after dinner.
So, well, go back in. Well, I guess it's oranges out here. You add oranges, so I've got a few.
Channel 2 over, around 500, the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 13th of January, 72. Channel 2 over, around 500, and the end of this beautiful visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72. Channel 2 over, the beginning of the end of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72.